On today's episode of The Real O Show,
all the greatest rappers ever have gotten in beefs. Drake and J. Cole are much better than Future and Kendrick put together.
You can't be the greatest of all time. You can't be number one when you drop a project twice a decade.
Swimming Pools is Kendrick's best song.
Could you imagine Future and Drake rapping about your girl? Like, she's just for the streets.
I'm convinced Future and Drake are coming out. What a time to be alive to. I'm convinced.
OVO 40 is better than Metro Boomin.
Welcome to The Real O Show. I'm Zachary.
And I'm Joshua. And we're brothers chasing the curiosity of our life.
And on this show, we'll deep dive the most influential people, music, and topics going on in the world.
And today, we're talking Future, Metro Boomin, and Drake. About to get all this dope. Me and no fuck niggas know. I swear to God, we the ghosts. This ain't the story they told. Man, if you know, then you know. I never had to tell my dogs when we on roof of rings. What was your first thought about the album, We Don't Trust You, Metro Boomin, Future?
My first thought, I listened to it once all the way through. Honestly, it's probably one of my least favorite Future projects of all time. And I'm not even like, I'm more so a realist, and it continues to go back to the point I've made for years, and you can back it up to me, is that these producer albums, just, they do nothing for me. They do nothing for me. I feel like there's no real feel to the project because it's a producer that's really driving the boat. Now, I think someone who did it really well was Cole Bennett, where he was trying to go after this like nostalgic feel. Metro Boomin, I have no idea the direction he was trying to go besides taking shots at Drake.
It was a hate album.
It was a hate, and you could see it. Jealousy's a strong drug.
Yeah, it's very strong. I mean, listen, first initial thought, I didn't really care for it that much, but that doesn't say a lot because I think of some of my greatest albums I've ever liked. Off the first couple listens, they kind of went over my head. Even I go as far back as when we reviewed the Kid Laroi album, and I said I didn't care for it. And then as soon as I started listening to it after, I was kind of like, oh, I actually do like this.
But my point is Kid Laroi is making deeper music than Future is.
Future is a hit maker.
Yes.
And there's no doubt about that. There was a lot of Drake hate.
Yeah.
You know, they're calling it the civil war of rap, which mm-hmm. It really could be, honestly, at this point. It is kind of dividing the rap game. Metro and Future are really, like, as a group, trying to like throw a lot of hate at Drake. But I think Drake is too big for it. Like, I think of all the beefs that Drake's been with, Meek Mill, Pusha T. And it's like all the greatest rappers ever have gotten in beefs. And that makes sense. Like, and maybe that's why like Kendrick is going at Drake. Because if you think about it, like, Kendrick's never really been in any beef. And I think that who better to go at than J. Cole and Drake? And same with J. Cole. I think that J. Cole hasn't really gotten any beef with anybody. And if you look at it, name the greatest rappers ever. They've all gotten in beef.
Well, of course, the best rappers get attacked. And Kendrick and Drake have been going back and forth for decades. Like, you can look at songs
that have been going back and forth. But Drake put K-Dot on. Listen. Not to say that Kendrick wouldn't have been big, but, and maybe Drake just kind of caught it and was like, oh, I know how to put it on. But like, you look at Drake's, this had to have been like 2012, 2013. And Drake had him on tour, and his openers were Kendrick Lamar and ASAP Rocky. That is absurd. That's absurd. And I mean, and now you look at them, ASAP Rocky and Kendrick both hate him, but it's easy to hate Drake. Everyone likes Drake. And the thing about me that I think is out of pocket for Kendrick is Kendrick's coming out of a place of hate, Future coming out of a place of hate, Metro coming out of a place of hate, but Drake is just in it right now. He's dropped a ton of projects. He's going back-to-back tours. He's doing all these things where he has all this motion. He has more money than all of them. It's jealousy. It's purely jealousy. It's all it is.
You go after somebody to sell a project.
Yeah.
Now, let's be real. Future, Kendrick going after J. Cole and Drake is getting a lot of clicks on social media.
100%.
It's going to help sell the We Don't Trust You project because people are going to continue to listen to it. And there's obviously a ton of Drake haters out there. But the problem is, this is what I was thinking about when I was first listening to it. People say they don't like Drake, but still listen to Drake low key, or he'll drop a hit and be like, all right, I must admit, like, I have to listen to that. The problem is I don't know anybody who says they don't like Kendrick Lamar and still listen to Kendrick Lamar. Like, Drake is so much bigger and better than all of them. It's unbelievable. And then I'm going to say this, because we'll probably get into it with the Civil War. Drake and J. Cole are much better than Future and Kendrick put together. Like, if you're going to go battling back and forth, like, the duo I'm taking is Drake and J. Cole over Future and Kendrick. 100%. Kendrick drops music every 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. And that's the difference.
He's not perfecting his craft. He is dropping 4 to 5 years. And because he has that name and he has a whole West Coast behind him, he sells.
It's just like his a best hunger thing.
His best projects are 15 fucking years ago. Drake has 5 projects in the last couple years that is selling better than 98% of Kendrick's shit.
Yeah.
Of his catalog.
That's where
Swimming Pools is Kendrick's best song.
Listen. I don't know if that's the case, but here's my thing. Kendrick is coming out of a place of like, he's not even putting out content. Like, you can't be the greatest of all time. You can't be number one when you drop a project twice a decade. Like, that's fucking ridiculous. You need to be giving your fans, like, if you're not that passionate, like, I just saw a thing about Big Sean. Like, Big Sean took a thing at the Big Three, like, saying, like, he should have been in it, but he's just not hungry enough, which Big Sean is nowhere near those guys. Now, shout out to Big Sean. He's a Detroit guy. And I love Big Sean's early work, but he said it best. Like, I didn't have the hunger to keep going after it. And it's like, people hate on Drake because he has the hunger to keep going after it. And that's a rare thing. Like, it's easy to get a bunch of money and then be easy with it. And I'm not saying Future, because Future actually drops a lot of music. And that's what I was going to say. I want to kind of spin zone this, because like, the We Don't Trust You album, and this is why I think it could be a better album off the second, third, fourth, fifth listen, because he's about to do a back-to-back album with Metro. So he's about to do the thing. And he did that same thing with Future and Hendrix, or what, I forget. I think that's the other one.
It was Hendrix and
I forget the other.
It was like Draco.
Yeah. I forget
the song that has Draco.
It's the back-to-back album. Those were like my favorite Future projects that he's ever did. So it's like this could revolve into that, but like off the first listen, like Hendrix, great album. Like there, I don't know. To me, this just seemed like a lot of hate. And like, I don't think Future's like a hate. Like, he's not good in the hate realm. Like, I like toxic Future. Now, if this is over a girl, that's baffling to me, especially over a stripper dog. I heard it's over like people on Twitter, and obviously it's just people on Twitter, so it's like, what is it worth? But they're saying like it's over this stripper, and it's like she apparently has like a man, like she has a boyfriend, which is like, damn, think about that, dude. Could you imagine Future and Drake rapping about your girl? Like, she's just for the streets.
There's way too many girls in the world and way too many hot girls to be beefing over one girl.
But, like, why would a guy like Drake or Future beef over a stripper or an OnlyFans girl? Like, bro, you can get any girl in the world. You're worried about that girl? It just makes no sense to me. I can't relate.
It's mind-boggling. But I will say that it's just, I didn't expect Future to take a charge at Drake. And maybe it comes out of like this different scenario, because I really like Future. Like, I've been on Future for fucking decades when he was like straight mumble rap.
For sure.
When I was listening to him and people were like, why the fuck are you listening to
this? I remember. And listen, I think that listen, we're kind of looking at it like Drake, like Future and Metro are kind of coming at Drake. But when you kind of like peel back the layers, it kind of looks like Drake is coming at Future a little bit.
And listen, that could be true.
So I don't know.
You just never know what's like brewing under the surface a little bit.
For sure.
And my thing is, it's like,
Future was definitely mad about 21 Savage. There could also be a girl thing. There could also be other things, but like, Metro has convinced Rick Ross to unfollow Drake. He's convinced Nav to unfollow Drake. It's like, people have to pick a side in a sense of like, who cares?
Here's my thing about it, because I was kind of listening to that and I knew you were going to bring that up. My thing is, Nav and Rick Ross need Metro Boomin probably more than Drake, because Metro Boomin can help make them projects to be big, and like, they can have their name
but
attached
Rick
to it.
Ross is already a producer. Like, Rick Ross is a producer. Like, the reason why Rick Ross has so much money is because he just owns a bunch of rappers.
Yeah,
he owns Meek Mill, he owns all these people. Like, that's why he, you know, he's could have been, basically, in a sense. He probably pays his rappers better, but like, it's like, Ross, I mean, like, he owns Wingstop, you know.
Yeah, listen, Rick Ross is a great businessman, but if I went to New York City right now and said, name 5 Rick Ross songs to random people on the streets, 98% would not be able to do it. Maybe 99.9%.
All of Rick Ross's best songs have Drake as a feature.
Drake doesn't need anybody, whereas those artists need help. Future doesn't need anybody. I will be the first one to say that.
Future doesn't need anybody,
and I think that's why this is so prevalent and getting a ton of clicks on social media, and everybody wants to know what's going on. It's because Future is a top 5 streamed artist pretty much by himself. Like, he's never really done these like joint projects and all that. Obviously, he did What a Time to Be Alive with Drake, and people wanted the What a Time to Be Alive too. Now, Spin Zone again. This might be a What a Time to Be Alive 2 fucking prequel. I have no idea.
The one that confused me was Travis Scott, because like Travis Scott was just on tour with Drake. They were like talking about, like, not like on tour, but they did shows together.
Just because you're on the project doesn't mean you're picking sides.
No, but it wasn't even that, because to me it was like KDOT was, or like when they were at Rolling Loud. So they were at Rolling Loud LA, and Travis was trying to get Metro and Future to play some of their like chirping tracks. Like, he wanted it because he knew it was going to go viral. So to me, and again, it is kind of picking sides, because everyone who's on this project kind of is like, it's kind of a come at Drake.
And it could be when Drake said in his first tour with 21 Savage, one, I think the 21 Savage thing ruffled a lot of feathers. One, two, I also think Drake dropping fucking 5 projects in 2 years and then being like, I can't be like one of those rappers who drop every 4 years. Like, I just like making music. Took a ton of shots at some of the most streamed artists. Like, once again, that's not a Future. Future drops a ton of music, is really good. Like, is one of like the guys in rap, like trap rap music. So this is more so not at him, but like at your Travis Scott, at your Kendrick Lamar, at your Playboi Carti, who drop legit once every 4 years. He kind of took a shot at them. They kind of build this Metro Boomin. I don't. What's the beef with Metro Boomin and Drake? What exactly?
Happened? There is a big long story to it. Listen, I'm assuming it's all over music. Like, this could have been like Drake was going to do a project with Metro, but it's like, why would Drake do a project with Metro? It doesn't really make a lot of sense.
No,
like, he doesn't need Metro
Boomin.
No,
he doesn't need it.
But OVO 40 is better than Metro Boomin.
The only people that need Metro Boomin are people that aren't as big as Drake, or don't know how to produce, or don't have somebody who has made him a hit. That's why, like, we kind of talked earlier, kind of off camera, about 21 Savage. It's hard for him to pick a side, because some of his best songs are with Metro Boomin, but Drake made him relevant.
Yeah. And
better.
Listen, everyone can make the argument that 21 Savage's biggest songs are with Metro, but those songs are a decade old. Like, those have had a decade of plays. When the songs with Drake have a decade of time,
yeah,
we'll see who's has the biggest stream.
Yeah, Her Loss is gonna do crazy numbers. It's gonna do way more. Listen, years.
Like the Stuntin' on My Ex, like that's gonna have plays forever. But one, two good songs, like, I get it. That made you, like, they're both from Atlanta. Like, respect. It's respect. But at the end of the day, like, Drake made 21 Savage, like, right now. American Dream is still the second most streamed album of the year behind Drake's. That's because of Drake. It's not, I mean, it's a great album. I think it's 21's probably his best project he's released solo. But had he not done a collaboration album with Drake, I don't think it's top two. It's probably, you know, it's probably a top five maybe still, but it's not a top two.
Yeah, I'm convinced Future and Drake are coming out. What a Time to Be Alive too.
I mean,
I'm convinced.
I think it wouldn't be that crazy. Because it's like, at the end of the day, like, Drake is going to squash any beef.
Of course.
Drake doesn't give a fuck, bro. And Drake also knows that Future's a hit maker, and Future's Atlanta. Everything in hip-hop kind of springs from Atlanta.
You know, I kind of had this thought earlier where everybody's going after Drake, right? Everybody's kind of hating him. But then I kind of recycled it back, and maybe this is kind of a left-field take, but I want to talk about it. You know, Gunna goes to jail, signs a plea deal, gets released. Everybody's calling him a rat, fell off, will never be great again. And then he comes out with an incredible project and has legit the song of 2023, Fuck You Mean.
Yeah.
The thing is getting like 50 million streams a day still.
It's a hit.
And now he's going on tour, and it's like, he has shown that he's better than Lil Baby, where everybody thought Lil Baby was the better one, where Lil Baby went on tour and was canceling shows because he couldn't sell tickets.
I think Gunna has more skill than Baby. I think Baby still makes hits, but I think a lot of Baby's hits kind of sound the same, whereas Gunna can be a little more versatile.
I agree. So it's just like, you know, everybody attacks all these people, but if you're getting attacked, you're the best. Everybody wants your spot. Like,
for sure.
Like,
I mean, no, I think sorry, like, I think no Gunna one, was like, getting attacked in different ways, but I think the Gunna thing showed that it didn't matter if you're a quote unquote rat, you can still get plays.
Now we have no idea if Gunna's a rat.
No. I said quote unquote. I said quote unquote rat. That's the stamp that people put on him.
A lot of people are taking that stamp, but aren't reading the actual court filings.
Well, that's everything. Everyone's a headline reader. I actually saw this new, it's a new term, when people click on a video and they just read the comments and they see like the first five comments, they're like, oh, that's how I should feel about this. That's kind of what it is. It's just like a comment feeler. You know, you just read the first five comments. And I've actually felt myself, I've done that a couple of times. I'm like, oh, that's kind of the, and I think like these could just be planted comments.
I got a stack of this gold. I tell you I'm on the road. About to get all this dough. Me and no fuck niggas know. I swear to God we the ghosts. It's in the story they told. Man, if you know then you know. I never had to tell my dogs when we on road. They pay to get us. They want money more than they want fame. I swear we go so hard we on A-list. I see my niggas prevailing. We going hard for the hand. We gonna stack till we jaded. I just told my niggas that we on a mission. Yeah. It's gonna be hard to get it. We too on par for the missus. I put my heart on my feelings. On tracks I don't even feel. We bout to fall.